This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Look, when you're talking about the coverage of the NBA, I went in on this pretty hard on Rip City Wrap-Up a couple nights ago. Just the state of the NBA, particularly its big-time media partners and the folks at the four-letter, the ESPN. I don't like Kendrick Perkins. At all. I have yet to find somebody who thinks he brings value to the discussion. And the other day, he kind of stirred this up, and this is what ESPN does. But, well, let's just say, this is what ESPN does for basketball coverage. He said that the Lakers are saving the NBA. And I don't care about the Laker coverage stuff. It is what it is. They're always going to get more. But the idea that Luka going to the Lakers and the Lakers are saving basketball is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. The idea that Luka Doncic in Dallas throwing that team on his back and performing the way that he did last season all the way up to the NBA Finals is somehow lesser or cheapened because he did it in Dallas as opposed to Los Angeles is about the dumbest thing I've heard as it pertains to like how we discuss and dive into the game. And Charles Barkley has been doing this for a long time, not only as a player, but as a commentator. And you can say Chuck gets dumb about stuff, and he does. He does. It is what it is. But the idea that you have to devolve every discussion down to the lowest common denominator is such a taxing and frustrating point. And you just sit there and you go, what the hell, man? And Barkley just goes off calling not by name, but everybody knew who he was talking about. Kendrick Perkins, an idiot and a fool, but he knows who he is. I'm sorry, at first he didn't, and then he said Kendrick Perkins by name. He goes, this is the quote. He said the Lakers. First of all, the Lakers have had two great weeks. He said the Lakers have saved the NBA season. That's because of them fools on the other network, which Barkley then acknowledged, which we're going to be working for next year. That's all they talk about. Let me tell you all something. First of all, I want all the smoke. I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard or anything like that. He's like, why are we not talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers who have won 12 straight games? Or the Oklahoma City Thunder and how great they have been? Hilariously, two teams that Kendrick Perkins played for. He goes, hey, man, the Lakers are doing great. Got a long way to go. But the reason the season's been going great, the Cavs and the Thunder, y'all just want to talk about the Warriors and the Lakers. And they're both doing great. Don't get me wrong. If I turn out to be wrong, I got no problem with that. But y'all are idiots because y'all talk about the Lakers and the Warriors all the time. The Cavs have won 12 straight games. Oklahoma City got the MVP and are on fire. And you're all talking about who's in second place. That's the reason I get pissed. The Lakers are doing great. I don't mind being wrong. The Warriors are doing great, but that's what you that's because you fools on the other network, which we're going to become fools next year when we're going to be working on the network. But OKC and the Cavs have been balling for 6 months, and y'all talk about teams that had two great weeks. It's frustrating. It's so, so frustrating. And obviously, we talk about the Portland Trailblazers here, but I always try to talk about the NBA at large and the big stories that come out of everything else. And like yesterday, I want to make sure that we gave Shaedon Sharpe his flowers, his progression, because that matters. It matters to talk about something other than how are the Blazers doing? Do they, where are they stand with Cooper Flagg? Da, da, da. It's like, there's, you can talk about things that matter. And it's one of those things like, well, the basketball is different than the NFL. And yet, a game that happens once a week, they can find something to talk about that makes you smarter or makes you think about it differently across not only ESPN, but CBS and NBC and Fox and every other freaking network, as well as a million different independent outlets, whether it's the 33rd team, whether it's the PFF, like all these companies that start off as like passion projects that are now quite literally becoming privatized because they're so good that NFL teams and leagues and media partners are buying them up.
Right. I think the difference with the NBA coverage is it lends itself more to the lowest common denominator when it comes to those arguments, because when you have games that are constantly happening, you can easily just touch on the broad picture because you're going to have that next game within a couple of days, which you would think it would lead to the antithesis of that, of having to dive into the deep stuff all the dang time. And then at the very end, you could dive into or talk about, well, where does this, you know, after this season, where does it rank for LeBron's legacy? Where does it rank for Steph's legacy? You know, whatever. Where like in the NFL, it's almost like because there's so much time in between, you have to have those nuanced conversations, those conversations where you get into, you know, the minute little details. Hey, why was Spags able to get McDuffie free and get him in on Josh Allen? Was that Josh Allen's fault? Was it the offensive line's fault? Was it more Spags than, you know, what was going on with Brady there in the battle of the DC versus the OC? So I almost wonder if because there's so much time to chew on that bone, it leads to getting more of, you know, that minute details out in the open and those conversations being out in the open. The other thing that I wonder too with the NBA, doesn't it feel like the NBA kind of hates itself? Like it promotes voices that they hate each other. Draymond Green is a player in the NBA right now, and you put him on the TNT platform, you put him on the biggest platform for you in All-Star Weekend, or at least the biggest platform that you can have once football is completely done, and all he does is dump on the product.
Of which we will get to later in the show, because he said something incredibly out of pocket about Karl-Anthony Towns.
And
he's not even going to apologize for it.
His non-apology about it was horrible. Like, mistakes happen. We have both said things, I'm sure, on air where, hey, this is what I thought. New information was brought to me. And so then I changed my opinion, or I apologize for my previous opinion because it was wrong.
I'm gonna share something here that I've never said publicly. During the Miami Heat stuff, that back and forth, I said something on the show because I was getting aggregated in Miami like crazy. And this is what happens when you talk for 3 hours straight. I flip-flopped Tyler Herro's isolations and pick-and-roll data in my head. I knew it, but I said the numbers backwards. I corrected it in the next segment. I'm like, my bad, I got it wrong. I wasn't like a shot at Tyler Herro or anything like that. That part didn't get aggregated.
Yeah, the other part does.
The other part did.
Yeah, always does.
Tyler Herro DM'd me.
No.
And Herro went at my neck pretty hard. And I had already tweeted, like, because I got ahead of the aggregators. Like, my bad, like, mea culpa. I got it backwards. Stuff happens. I didn't care what the Miami Heat people thought. I just wanted to be like, hey, for the record, I said something incorrect, but I have corrected it. Like, it wasn't like, I wasn't trashing him. I just said something backwards.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Harold and I talked for about probably 25, 30 minutes back and forth.
Mm.
And I go, I sent him the audio of the first cut. I sent him the audio of the second cut. I sent him the tweet of like me apologizing. And instead of blowing me up on social media, which he absolutely could have, because CJ did it to me once and I did the same thing with him. Like I texted him like, hey man, what the hell?
Yeah. Like just it's, talk to me.
Talk to me, dude.
Yeah.
And Harrow, I will have an infinite amount of respect for as long as he plays the game and beyond. Mm-hmm. Because he said, that was really big of you. Nobody else in the media does that. And I'm like, dude, I wasn't trying to trash on you. Like, listen to the segment. I wasn't calling you trash. I was just saying these right. numbers. And like that's why it's like the Blazers already have a player like you.
Right.
That's all it ever, that was all the comparison ever was.
Right.
But he was like, and we had basically this discussion. Mm-hmm. He's like, everybody's always just out trashing people. Everybody hates the game. Nobody's good. Everybody's trash. And we had a really great discussion back and forth. And when the Heat came to town last year, or this year, I should say, I got to talk to him for like 5 minutes before the game. And he was really cool. And he kind of rehashed that conversation. He was like, no, he goes, most guys in the league, most guys around in media wouldn't do what you did. And I respect that for you. But the conversation started because so many people, all they do is just crap on the game and crap on players. LeBron had that tweet storm
LeBron
a couple days ago.
Confronted Stephen A. Smith last night to his face.
Yeah. And the thing was, look, Bron used that whole beautiful game, our beautiful game stuff. It was like, all right, dude, stop putting this through the publicist or through ChatGPT.
Just be real. Just be real.
Like, but otherwise, the crux of the message was right.
Yeah.
And it's why I always try to make sure to highlight the little things. Like I wrote an article this Monday about the Blazers being better in transition. Now, they aren't the best transition team in the league, but they've gone from the worst to middle of the pack.
That's good.
It is.
Yep.
Highlight that. Why is it different? Why are they better? They're better on the defensive glass. Anthony Simons is taking more opportunities and taking more chances. I literally text Ant like, hey, man, I saw this on film. Is this something that you guys are focusing on? And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, can you kind of expand on it? So he gave me some reasoning and some stuff and a quote to kind of put in the article to drive that, you know, that message further to kind of reinforce that. Like, the problem is there aren't people that want to consume that because everybody wants the bite-sized, stupid thing. Where in the NFL, you're willing to have more nuanced conversation because that nuanced conversation starts at the top.
Yeah, it's more of a want to. And but I think like if the NBA like is upset about this, they're the ones feeding into it. They want the Instagram numbers. They want the Twitter numbers.
Listen to Adam Silver. The first thing he talks about when he talks about the state or health of the game, it's impressions and social. And it's like, the game is the thing that matters, dude.
Right. No, but it's almost the culture. Like, think about it.
But again, it starts at the top. It's the league partners. It's the commissioner. It's how it's framed at the very top. Roger Goodell is never going up and talking to press about the crappy state of their game.
And you know what else? You never have J.J. Watt going out and just dumping on people. When he does dump on people, there are facts behind it, and it's in a nuanced conversation.
I've seen him on with McAfee, which is the bleep around game gang, right? And somebody will say something out of pocket, and JJ will go, "Hey, no, we're not doing that here."
Right?
We're not. No,
the hot takes are different in the NFL because it's almost more of a propping up of a team. Like, how many people came out and were like, "The New York Jets." This year, they're going to beat Buffalo. They're going to win the conference, right? And even when there is a putting down, it's never putting down of an individual player. It's more often than not a putting down of an entire organization. I think the difference with the NBA is everyone is so out there, and it is a player-driven league, and it is an idol-driven league. But like when you talk about the MJ versus LeBron debate, which we're not going to do here, but when people
do that debate here.
When people do it, they don't say MJ is the best because of these things that he achieved. It's MJ's the best because he achieved these things and LeBron didn't achieve those things.
Yes.
And it's
always knocking somebody else down to prop somebody else up.
Where I think in other sports you can have a conversation where it's always a build up.
Yes. And again, it starts at the top. Like if you're going to ask who's the best wide receiver in the NFL is, you go Jerry Rice, and then everybody else falls in line. It's not this guy wasn't this or this guy wasn't that. It's him and then everybody else. All right, coming up next, the story that will not go away and probably won't go away for all of perpetuity. The Luka Doncic trade to the Los Angeles Lakers. Former Mavs owner Mark Cuban has spoken out about that. We'll dive into the next segment. First, here's Big Will Betts with the Sports Center Update.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.